Tomorrow night, NBC presents a one-hour special called A Comedy Salute to Andy Kaufman. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The first TV review I ever wrote was for Florida's Gainesville Sun 20 years ago. I was just finishing college and convinced the local paper to let me write a review of a brand new show that seemed to be aimed at people my age. That show was the premiere of Saturday Night Live, and one of the performers that night was Andy Kaufman, whose whole act was to stand next to an old record player and lip-sync to the Mighty Mouse theme. Not the whole song, just the one line that Mighty Mouse sings. He was so weird and so unlike any other stand-up comic that the crowd loved him. So did I. Andy Kaufman's career basically covered a 10-year span from that first Saturday Night Live appearance in 1975 until his death from cancer in 1984. In between, he gave us Foreign Man, the squeaky-voiced character that evolved into Latka on Taxi, and Tony Clifton, the rude nightclub singer. And Andy, the intergender wrestling champion, an Elvis impersonator, an all-around comic performance artist. This NBC special covers all those bases and adds quick comments from a lot of friends and colleagues. Some of these interviews are interesting. Michael Richards, now of Seinfeld, tells the real story behind Kaufman's unexpected blow-up on the ABC late-night show Fridays. And Jim Carrey reveals a surprising secret about Andy's alter ego of Tony Clifton. But a lot of Andy's performances depended on context and on length of time, two things that can't really be recreated in a fast-moving one-hour special. For example, we see a few seconds of Andy on Saturday Night Live reading from The Great Gatsby. But what really made that so funny then was that Saturday Night Live was live, and that Andy just kept reading and reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. See how quickly that can cross the line from amusing to irritating? That was the line where Andy Kaufman lived. And when he went on other TV shows, from David Letterman to The Dating Game, no one quite knew what to expect. That's the attitude that most impressed Andy's fellow comics, including, of all people, Bob Saget, one of this special's unlikely hosts.
While living in the comedy clubs for like 10 years, probably no other performer had as big an influence on me as Andy Kaufman. Of course, there's no evidence of that in my television work, but I really, really did admire Andy. Especially his work on late-night television, where he eventually got an audience with the king of comedy, Johnny Carson.
Good. Where are you from, originally?
From Caspiar. It's Ireland.
Yeah. Caspiar?
Caspiar.
That's a first in show business.
And although this special is packaged way too conventionally, it does have one truly priceless moment not to be missed. It's a clip from the time when Andy, as a largely unknown comic, convinced the producers of The Dating Game to let him be a contestant as Foreign Man.
Bachelor number one. Number one, would you say hi to Patrice, please?
How you doing, Patrice?
How about number two?
How you doing today, Patrice?
And number three.
Hello, Patrice.
Okay. Bachelor number three. It's the holiday season, and I'm Santa. You're on my lap. Little boy, take it away.
What? Wait a minute, wait. I don't know what she look like. Could I see what she look like?
No, you can't, number three. No.
But I don't know who she is.
No, I know. But
I'm Santa.
She's beautiful.
And you're
Santa Claus?
Right.
But you don't sound like Santa Claus.
You also didn't choose bachelor number three. Baji,
no.
Kimran. Baji,
but
come on and say hello,
no,
please.
I won. I answered all the questions right.
That young bachelorette didn't know what she was missing.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. He reviewed A Comedy Salute to Andy Kaufman, airing Wednesday on NBC. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.